Russia's energy giant Gazprom is turning up the heat on Ukraine, increasing both the cost of natural gas and the amount Russia is owed in overdue bills. The Kyiv government has refused to pay until the largely state-owned Gazprom comes up with more reasonable figures. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, there's concern the increasing bad blood between the two sides could threaten natural gas supplies to Ukraine and the rest of Europe.
If Russia was aiming to target one of Ukraine's vulnerabilities, natural gas would be the bullseye. Ukraine gets about 60% of its gas from Russia. Clifford Gaddy, a Russia specialist at the Brookings Institution, says as the dispute between the two countries grows, Moscow is more willing to use natural gas as a weapon.
The ways in which Russia can play with this gas lever, how it can use it, these are not things that they just think of from one day to the next. They've thought out the scenarios. They've gamed it all. They have fallback options. They're using it very tactically.
The largely state-owned Gazprom has been inflating the cost of natural gas to Ukraine since February, when former pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych fled the country. Back then, it was $268 per 1,000 cubic meters. Now Ukraine pays $485 for a unit. That's $100 more than Germany and more than any other Gazprom customer. Gazprom did not respond to NPR queries about why Ukraine's price has gone up. Christine Berzina, an energy specialist with the German Marshall Fund in Brussels, says there is no set price for natural gas.
Russia discounts gas for its friends, but doesn't discount it for others. And the price could perhaps indicate how friendly you are with Russia at any given moment.
Russia is also increasing the amount Ukraine owes in unpaid bills. In March, the total was put at $2 billion. This month, Gazprom officials say it's nearly double that. Now the Russian energy company has handed the Kyiv government a bill for more than $1.5 billion for natural gas and threatened to cut off supplies if Ukraine fails to pay by June 2nd. David Dalton with the Economist Intelligence Unit in London says what Russia is demanding is a prepayment.
That means any gas that Ukrainians want, they will have to pay for it before it arrives, which is the equivalent of saying we're going to cut you off. If they do, then Europe will be cut off.
Because, he says, the Ukrainians will not let the gas pass through their country without keeping some of it. Kyiv says it's not willing to pay overdue bills for gas at exorbitant prices. But the German Marshall Fund's Berzina says even if there's less demand for natural gas now that warmer weather is here, Ukraine is still in a precarious situation.
Ukraine needs to start filling up its natural gas storage for the winter already next month in order to have the reserves on hand for when the weather actually does get cold later in the year. They would therefore be risky in many ways for Ukraine to undergo a shutoff or other disturbance already in June.
Up to now, Ukraine did not have the money to pay Gazprom, but it did just receive more than $3 billion from the International Monetary Fund, the first installment of a $17 billion loan to help rebuild the economy. Dalton says Moscow may be expecting payment to come from that.
One of the things that might outrage people is some of the money from the IMF is going to be used to pay Gazprom. Quite a lot of it. I think most of the first installment is going to go to pay Gazprom.
The Brookings Institution's Gaddy says if that happens, Western nations would be seen as sanctioning Russia for its behavior. Gazprom runs a risk if it cuts supplies. Energy exports make up half of Russia's revenue. But Gaddy says Moscow isn't thinking about the money right now.
It's part of a bigger conflict. This is not about the specifics of Ukraine's debts to Gazprom or about the terms of the contract or about whether or not the price is fair. This is all being used as pressure in this much bigger standoff between Russia and the West.
Gaddy says for that reason, he expects Russia to continue ratcheting up the pressure on Ukraine. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.